KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Treasury says South Africa will use its G20 presidency to focus on financing for development and address the challenges hindering growth in developing countries. The Finance and Central Bank Deputies meeting is taking place in Cape Town this week. Director General Duncan Peterser outlined the agenda during a briefing yesterday.
Over the last few weeks and months, the G20 working groups of the finance track have met and have made quite a bit of progress in shaping our agenda for this year, which is going to be taken forward and discussed in detail this week.
He says there will also be a focus on debt and financial reforms. Peterser says South Africa will soon carry out the first ever review of the G20's operational processes this year.
One of the issues of importance to the world's poorest and most vulnerable developing countries is the issue of financing for development.
A marriage officer in KZN has called for clarification on the roles and responsibilities of registered officiants under the draft marriage bill. Public hearings got underway in KZN this week, with residents in Ulundi preparing to have their say today. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs says the proposed legislation aims to create a unified marriage act, which will recognize all customary and religious unions. The bill prohibits marriages involving children and introduces a requirement that both prospective spouses be 18 years or older. Marriage officer Magaba Mungobane shared his thoughts on the bill at hearings in Josini yesterday.
If these laws are all under one umbrella, how are we going to function? Because our consciences do not allow us to accept all of these forms of marriages. And another thing that I want to ask for a clarification in connection with is the form that is used for marriages. I want to suggest that the form be amended or updated so that those who want to marry under a community of property and those who don't want to use the community of property in marriage can also have an option to do so.
Durban's hearings take place tomorrow. During the feedback session in Gauteng, some participants called for the legal age of marriage to be raised to 21. They also asked for more protection for unmarried couples living together. And the world's biggest nature conservation conference will restart today after negotiations collapsed last year. Negotiators in Rome have been tasked with breaking a deadlock on funding between rich and developing countries. The issue was left unresolved at the COP16 talks in Colombia in November. Countries have until Thursday to hammer out a plan to reach a proposed $200 billion a year in finance for nature by 2030. The squabble in Cali was mainly over the way in which that funding is delivered. A recap of our lead story. The National Treasury says South Africa will use its G20 presidency to focus on financing for development and address the challenges hindering growth in developing countries. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.